The OLC Music Collective is a diverse group of Sydney artists united by their love for music, becoming a true source of belonging and recovery for many. The collective was established in 2021 through the St. Vincent de Paul Society in New South Wales Inclusive Music Program in Woolloomooloo. This program supports individuals who have faced hardships and trauma in their lives, encouraging music making and creative expression. To mark the release of their fantastic new album, All Our Tomorrows, I am joined with Cassie and Omar from the OLC Music Collective. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Good morning to you both. Now to start, can you give us a background on the OLC and the partnership you have with Vinnie's?
So the Osnam Learning Centre is a St. Vincent de Paul organisation. We're essentially a community centre. over 18, so adults, we run lots of different programs from art and music, therapeutic programs, self-help groups, lots of different stuff. But I think what we do best is we're creating community, and basically we're a point of connection for people. We get people attending our programs who, you know, essentially aren't that active in their local communities. So it's a place to come, meet people, get involved, and, you know, have fun, be involved in the programs, increase your sense of community, essentially.
Yeah, awesome. And Omar, you've been doing work in the homeless sector for about 20 plus years, and are basically one of the OGs in helping marginalised people develop their music talent by being a band organiser. What does this mean to you to play a part in these people's lives?
I guess I've made it really a career. I didn't start out that way. I'm a professional musician outside of that. But I felt myself a sense of connection many years ago. I started working at the Matthew Talbot, which is actually next door to the Osnam Learning Centre. What does it mean to me? Probably everything, really. Mm. I feel a great sense of gratitude for having this opportunity to work with the people that I work with, offer them, you know, music programs that the Osnam Learning Centre is amazingly well resourced. We have a professional studio. We have equipment that is, you know, if you went anywhere else, you'd have to pay a considerable amount of money to access. So I'm in a very fortunate situation where I get to mentor people and write songs with them and help them to reconnect and rediscover music, which I'm very passionate about. I mean, I teach privately as well. So it's just that sense of connection through music and how much it communicates to people and how much it can sort of, you know, provide respite in their life as well and give them a sense of hope and all those sorts of things, you know, keep them, giving them some momentum in their life, I think is really important.
Yeah, beautiful. And I can really hear that passion. And Cassie, you're actively a part of this band as well. What does OLC mean to you?
It's changed my life. It changed the course of my life. I went in to record a song and found out there was a band and then asked to jam and accidentally joined the band because I didn't want to leave. But what it means to me is just having some consistency with my music goals. Mm-hmm. And I love the people there, and it's I've just got immense gratitude as well for the opportunity. Personally.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And your album, All Our Tomorrows, which was featured on Rolling Stone's Best New Australian Music List last month. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The album title itself is quite unifying and seems to reflect the approach of OLC. Could you walk us through making an OLC album? Because you guys are, after all, no strangers to this process.
To break it down further, the songs on the album have developed through another program. I run a series of programs in the music suite of programs at the OLC. One of them is called Songwriting Development, and it's an opportunity for my participants to come in, present their song idea, and we collectively work together to create an arrangement in the studio, one-on-one. And all of the songs on the album kind of started from that process. It's been probably 18 months in the making. All of the songs are original. Some were already conceived by that artist. Most of them were probably more conceived in a collaborative way. So, you know, people come in, they participate in that program, and I've got a lot of songs. We could probably make another two or three albums with the amount of material we have. But unfortunately, we do have to make some decisions. Yeah. And I picked, you know, the songs that I felt best represented the program and sort of, again, I mentioned the forward momentum that people are involved in. The broader picture is that people on that album have mostly been participating in the Forbes Street Band, so they also go out into the community and perform at mental health events. Some of the Vinnie's flagship events, like the CEO Sleepout, we've performed at. So it's an opportunity for them to not only come and sort of collaborate and write a song and have it recorded in a professional environment, but also if that person is motivated, they can get involved in performing as well and build on the kind of initial thrust of recording a song. So this album is pretty much that. It's a bunch of great songs. There's a fair bit of diversity through the record. I think it represents all the different types of people throughout our little community at the Osmond Learning Centre.
Yeah, wonderful. And this album involves a variety of genres, including a bit of country, a bit of hip hop, a bit of soul, electronica. There's such a great blend here. How do you make the album work together with all these different genres?
Look, I think because, as I mentioned before, we are very much about creating connection points for people and community. I really didn't give a lot of thought to the musical thread, in a sense. I actually embrace the diversity. I think it's fantastic. We've got, you know, everything under the sun, from country music to hip-hop. It's a really good representation of the broad kind of diversity that we attract in the music programs, but also in the broader sense at the Osmond Learning Centre. So, I mean, look, I think it does have a thread, in a sense. There's several tracks that feature Cassie and our resident rapper, MC Tiny Tones, who can't be with us today. But we have some real talent across the people that participate in the program and the band. And I'm just so proud to be able to give them that opportunity to not only perform, but also be featured on an album that's released. I think the diversity is great. Perhaps we could have filtered it down a bit more, but I think my role is really just to best represent the people that are involved and give them an opportunity to get their music out there.
And you actually have a song to play for us now, live. So Cassie and Omar, you've got a song from the album called Home Late. Can we play this for the 2SER listeners now?
Yeah, we could play this. This song on the album, there's quite a lot of instruments. This will be an acoustic version of that song.
Yeah, wonderful. Can't wait to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that it was different like the good old days. Are we trying to keep score? What's it all for? I can't keep on pretending I can't do this anymore. I'm alone again, losing at the blame game, heading for a dead end. Alone again. Bet you didn't think this was gonna be the end. For a new life, one without my best friend. Alone again. Bet you didn't think this was gonna be the end. You're alone again. Heading down the wrong road, heading for a dead end. Alone again. Bet you didn't think this was gonna be the end.
Wow, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
That was Cassie and Omar from the OLC. That was from their album All Our Tomorrows. Can you tell us a little bit about that song, Home Late?
Yes, Eva. Thank you. It's it was on loop since I was about 18, so many years ago. Mm. And I wrote that during a tough time in my life when there was relationships breaking up all around me, and yeah. That's how I felt about being alone. And now I have a different view of that, but yeah, it's because it's been on loop in my head. Now it's come to life thanks to Omar and the OLC. It's pretty cool. So yeah, it was a healing song for me at the time. I didn't realize it, but yeah, that's what it's about.
Beautifully said. Yeah. Thank you so much. And you do actually have a special event happening this Thursday night on July 31st from 6:30 till 9 at the Art Space in Woolloomooloo, of course, which is a free event. How can people attend?
Simply turn up. So the event, as Eva said, is from 6:30. It's at the Art Space, which is the old Gunnery Art Gallery in Woolloomooloo, just on the main road there. It's free. Just come along and come and join us and party with us.
Wonderful.
So we'd love to have you.
Oh, great. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for joining me on 2SER Airwaves this morning. It's been wonderful to have you in studio.
Thank you. It's been wonderful to come along. Thanks for sharing with us.